The example about the vodka illustrates a common struggle I hear from parents all of the time. "I was wild," they say. "I did things I don't want my kids to do. Should I lie about my escapades?" As a former wild person, I don't think the issue is whether to lie or not to lie. It's about what we share and how we share it. First, not everything we do or did is our children's business. Just as, when they're adults, not everything they do is our business. So we should examine the motivation for sharing a particular story and let the question about what we are teaching drive our decision. Second, having an honest talk with our kids about drugs and alcohol and our experiences with either or both can be helpful. But framing our numbing or party experiences as cool war stories and placing importance on being rebellious may eventually be at odds with the values we want our children to develop. Remember the debate about culture and strategy? I think both are important, and I think we need daring strategies to develop daring cultures. As these examples of aspirational values versus practiced values demonstrate, if we want to reconnect and re-engage, we have to mind the gap. Minding the gap is a daring strategy. We have to pay attention to the space between where we're actually standing and where we want to be. More important, we have to practice the values that we are holding out as important in our culture. Minding the gap requires both an embrace of our own vulnerability and cultivation of shame resilience. We are going to be called upon to show up as leaders and parents and educators in new and uncomfortable ways. We don't have to be perfect, just engaged and committed to aligning values with action. We also need to be prepared. The gremlins will be out in full force, as they love to sneak up just when we're about to step into the arena, be vulnerable, and take some chances. In the next two chapters, I'm going to use the concepts I've introduced here to jump right in and tell you what I think we need to do both to cultivate engagement and to transform the way we parent, educate, and lead. These three questions will guide the following chapters. 1. How does the culture of never enough affect our schools, organizations, and families? 2. How do we recognize and combat shame at work, school, and home? 3. What does minding the gap and daring greatly look like in schools, organizations, and families?